Coaches Insight programs. They continue here tonight on KARE 93.7. One final time here in 2024. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by the Morehill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach. That is Luke Knoll, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. No game for the MHMA girls on a Tuesday night. A little bit extra time here for the break. They played on Friday against Hiawatha, and Redhawks come away with the win, 42-37. Coach, you've had a little bit of time to kind of dissect that game a little bit, maybe go through the game film. I mean, what do you take away from the five-point loss to the Redhawks on Friday?
Yeah, there was a lot of things we did really well, honestly, and the game was tight all the way through. I mean, I don't think the lead ever got more than five either way. I think we both had a 5 or 6 point lead at some point, so a couple swings throughout the game. And honestly, some really good things we did. Our turnovers, I mean, we cut those in half from our game one. We offensive rebounded the ball really well. Our shot chart looked great. We shot the ball over 30 times in the paint. The one thing, the downside of that game for us, ended up just being shooting percentage, both from three and inside the paint. We didn't get the ball in the hoop very much. And we shot, I think, exactly 20% from the field, which is unlike us. I think we could be a pretty good shooting team. So I think if the ball just fell for us a little more that night, we'd probably end up on the right side of that. But Hiawatha played really well. And I think we had a slight lead going in the fourth quarter, and they had a heck of a fourth quarter, and we kind of went really dry on offense. So it was just one of those nights for us, and unfortunately that's a game we have to sit on for a while because, like I said, we didn't play this week, and we won't play again until the first week of January. So, we'll get some extra practice time here, which will be good for us. But that we did do a lot of good things really well on last Friday.
Now, you guys, you mentioned the extra practice time. That's really the focus here for the next couple weeks before your first game on January 3rd. In 2025, what's kind of the heavy emphasis and focus for you and your coaches with the improvements on your team here in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, really, there's a few things we're really going to hit pretty hard. One, of course, is shooting. We're going to get tons of reps up. And again, when you have girls that are in and out, and we have a small team anyway, we're going to get lots of reps shooting the ball. We're doing a lot of finishing stuff, finishing around the rim, finishing with contact, just finishing moves, footwork. And then finally, we need to just stay in shape and be conditioned well, right? There's always that break in between. You worry about coming back from Christmas break. So if we can do work on those three things, shooting, finishing, and conditioning, I think we'll be in a good place when we come back from January. But that'll be kind of that's been our point of emphasis a little bit the last couple of days of practice, and it will be before we get to Christmas.
Well, once we get to the 2025 portion of the schedule, we'll talk about it more in depth as you dive into league play. But that first matchup, January 3rd, you get back to it at home against ACCHS. Just kind of a quick little initial hits here on the Tigers. Just what's kind of the thought on them and what you've seen and kind of heard from them here in the early portions of 24-25?
Yeah, it'll be interesting that when we come back there, I think we play four games and we have three practices, if I remember right, something like that in that first 2 weeks, starting with that ACCHS game. So it'll be interesting to get back to a team that, you know, knows us really well. We know them really well. They're well coached. They got talent. So back to some league play stuff. So I'm sure it'll be a heck of a battle. That's always a big crowd night too for both teams. So those are the games you look forward to, is those big rivalry games. And it still seems like a long way off, but we know that'll be our next one coming out. So hopefully we're ready to go when that time comes.
We can agree that the older you get, time seems to just kind of move a little bit quicker. So we know January 3rd, it's probably going to be a blink of an eye, and it's going to be there, and we're going to be right back to it. But one thing real quick before we get you out of here, Coach, and we always appreciate it here. Christmas is right around the corner, of course, giving a coach an opportunity to answer one Christmas-based question. So I'll ask you what your favorite Christmas movie is.
Oh, my favorite Christmas movie. This is going to sound lame, I guess, for me, but I've got four little kids right now. My oldest is 8. My youngest is actually 1 today. It's all between.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. They're really into the new little Grinch Christmas movie, the cartoony one, not the live action one. And I think it's super cute, and I actually enjoy watching it with them. So we've already watched it once. I'm sure between now and Christmas we'll watch a couple more times. So not the live action one. I think that was a little too creepy for them, but the little cartoony Grinch newer one, they really enjoy it. I kind of enjoy watching that with them. So I think that's what I enjoy most, probably.
They couldn't handle the Jim Carrey Grinch?
Yeah, right. Even that one's a little too creepy for me. So the cartoon one's
okay.
Much better. Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is. You have it from Luke Knoll, Morehill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach. Again, they played on Friday, did not play on Tuesday this week, so a little bit extra time for the Ravens to get ready for 2025. January 3rd, Friday, they'll take on ACCHS at home to kick off that side of the schedule this season. Coach, we always appreciate it. Again, enjoy the couple weeks and holiday with the family and friends, and we'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.